the band is back in town.
Oh, no, no.
Jesus Christ, it's been far too long.
It really, really has.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an exciting show for you tonight.
Oh.
As always, I am your host, Owen.
I mean, hooray.
As usual, yay, to most, you know, more recent listeners, Ty, the co-host, is here.
Wait. Nope. Oh. Doesn't seem to be enough room.
Damn it, I didn't want this awkwardness, ladies and gentlemen. We are thrilled to have Duncan back in the studio. It's going to be really awkward and crazy. Just stick around. Hang on. Oh my God, we got to talk about this. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You did hear correctly.
Yep.
Duncan is back in town, and there is
a guy.
Dare say a tad
the couch.
Bit of friction here.
There's no friction on my end.
At the beginning of our first show.
This is how we lounge.
Back.
Just lounging.
We walk in the studio.
We're just hanging out.
I miss Duncan.
Yeah, we walk in the studio today, and, you know, Duncan gets here quite a bit before Ty, which
of course.
is usual.
That's kind of normal.
That is very normal.
and I guess sort of reclaims his spot.
Rightful spot.
And nefarious activities.
In the co-host
complete.
Chair. And now,
Look, Ty, we made it clear when I went on tour that this was just a temporary leave of absence.
You might have made some promises to
Ty. Oh, you made some promises? You promising shit that's not yours to give away?
I'm allowed to make him a co-host, too.
I mean, come on.
Well, then that can be his co-host chair.
Why can't you be both co-hosts?
We can both
Why
be co-hosts.
Why can't you co-host from over there?
Because this is my spot. I have seniority on you. In every way.
My booty fits there better. It's
does not.
It's all about the
you
booty.
You ain't got no booty.
That's why it works there. It's
This is broken in for my white man ass. I don't think you realize
well,
this.
Well, both of you basically do have the same white ass. I
got a little bit more meat on my booty.
Exactly. I do want everybody at home to know.
Hank Hill.
We have a couch here in the studio. It's a futon for those of you just listening and not tuning in live, which you can do at justin.tv/ono radio show.
In fact, you can.
It is a, what is it, a Wednesday? It is the 8th.
I suppose.
The 8th
of
what?
January.
What day is
8th. Eight days.
It is technically the first show of the new year. We,
Hoo-ah!
Yeah, first show recorded in the new year. We recorded on
it was a
New
fun
Year's
little,
Eve, fun little New Year's Eve show, and yeah, now we're releasing. We released that one on the 1st, and now we're recording on the 8th. But yeah, for those of you that, you know, don't listen live, you need to. Either way,
yeah,
we have
either
a
way.
Futon here in the studio.
We do. It's a
that
sexual
accompanies
futon.
At least three people.
Look
you
how
know,
sexual
two
it is.
Two mic stands set up. Ty has decided to remove his mic from his mic stand and sit about as close to his old seat next to Duncan as possible.
Not his old seat.
Well, his new old
it
seat.
It was
his
temporary
seat,
seat.
His temporary
he
seat.
He was holding my seat.
You're really going to stick to this, aren't
I
you?
I really am.
You're really going to fight this tooth.
I'm really comfy
nail.
Right here. I'm
you
cool
came in
about
you
it.
For
you guys,
almost first.
You're making it awkward.
First thing.
First thing he did is he takes his microphone, moves it from, you know.
From over there.
Over there to here.
To over here.
Moves your mic back
yep.
over to your spot yep. and yeah that's
see even Owen referred to it as your spot.
I didn't mean to
do
it. It's all
he
semantics
did.
come on.
I don't believe you.
Either way, it is good to be back. You may hear a slight nasal in my voice, folks. That's because I have been
it's a little
sucking dicks
going around.
Yeah, all the dicks
all
up
the
my
dicks.
Noses
Somebody.
all the dicks
oh it said you know what
skull
I want for the new
fuck.
Year all the dicks
I wanna be skull fuck.
Yes.
Put them dick.
I'm suffering from a
skull.
Cold, yep. And I believe I'm out of tissues, and you will hear me blowing my nose. I think we should do a count.
Ooh.
Every time
how many?
I,
how many?
I'll
yeah.
drink every time you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a drinking game
It's
now.
A drinking game. Every time I blow my nose on this show,
all
you
right.
have
if
to.
If Duncan
you know,
was a better co-host, he'd do it too, but, you know. Just,
I think I'm a superior co-host in the manner that I do not. Somebody's got to keep you fuckers in line.
That might not be a bad argument, but I'll find a hole in it later.
Well, that's your kind of your thing, is finding a hole in it.
You gotta find that hole.
It certainly didn't take us long to get into dicks, did it? You've been back a whole,
welcome.
a whole 5 minutes.
A whole 5 minutes, and it's already dick cast.
And we're already back to dick cast, which, you know...
Good. Some things just feel right.
And some things will never change.
Nope.
Some
I mean,
just
you
know,
can count on Cockcast when it's the three of us involved.
I gotta hop ever. Right into it.
We should also point out the fact that it is just the three of us. There is nobody else. This is a closed scumbag circuit.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There
Which
are no other guests
tonight.
Tonight, yeah. As we welcome you back, absolutely. Yes. And we will get to your stories. Absolutely.
Oh, we don't even have to. It's
we
fine.
Don't even have to because I feel like they will weasel their way into our scumbag scenarios. Because now you have so much more experience and life, you know, touring experience. You've seen more of
and
the world.
And I was embraced by the motherland of Detroit.
There you go.
I have embraced
you have,
it.
I wanted to
you
hear those
embraced
words.
It. Yeah,
I have
did.
Embraced the Detroit, and she embraced me back. And now, Owen,
so I can't
like,
even make fun of you.
The level of scumbaggery that I have, like the power that I've harnessed, Owen.
You're like the Nuge now.
I'm like the Nuge. I'm like the Nuge minus the whole hunting black people from a helicopter
plus
thing.
Plus Eminem.
You would do it.
Yeah.
Divided by Kiss.
Divided by
Times Kiss.
Times Kiss. Multiple. Adjust for Kid Rock.
Yeah. It's a very complicated equation, but we'll get around to it.
And then we divide by Motown. And it somehow.
Yeah. You know, everything is then divided by
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Divided again by MC5. Complete, you know, catastrophic financial.
Yeah, no, that doesn't matter. Okay, dude, what's more rock and roll than bankruptcy?
That is true.
That's why Detroit is the most rock and roll city of the fucking country.
Still killing it, Detroit.
And like I said, we'll get into all of your stories from across
is
the
Is that a wiener?
We're going to get
schnitzel?
We're going to get into possibly the most disturbing thing that I have seen on the internet in quite some time.
I'm hungry for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let's go.
We got
can
into
we
wiener
it?
Talk early,
yeah.
so I figured we just have to jump right in as old traditions, you know, lead us to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, those wieners need mustard.
They do.
Yeah, those are two wieners.
Some onions.
Basically,
relish.
If you haven't
ketchup,
seen this already.
Come home.
There was a man. You've all heard of Reddit, right? Internet sort of
oh,
chat
God.
Forum.
Yeah, dude. Reddit is... Oh, Reddit.
The wave of internets.
Indeed.
Reddit.
Oh, Reddit.
Indeed. So either way, what I'm trying to say to you here is that a guy went on Reddit, and he went and did a full forum answering questions. Now, what sort of questions, you might ask?
well, judging by the headline that I'm reading, which is just... Fantastic.
Yeah, he went into a very in-depth, you know.
yeah.
Answering all a what's the old column? Ask what is it like? Ask Susan or ask Sally.
No, it was
or,
you
know what I'm talking about.
Dear Abby.
Yeah.
Dear
oh,
Abby.
Of course.
Dear Abby. It's in a Dear Abby sort of style. He is oh shit. Jack
so the dude me. Has two schlongs.
Yes. Thank you for ruining it, by the way.
I needed to
really add
make everybody aware that that's exactly what we're talking
no,
about.
We were, no, we were building to it. See, hold on. Stop. This is why I'm the co-host and he's not.
I had
this is why
out,
I get
I'm
in
sorry. I know that you got it. Either way, I'm going to have to save it now. Basically, yes, there is a guy out there with a very, very specific syndrome, and it... There's only so many people in the world, and it's very extremely, extremely rare. But it is a syndrome where a male can have two penises.
And that man should be in pornography.
I think it's happened, hasn't
that,
it?
I'm sure it has, but this particular individual went online
not.
To answer questions.
He went on Reddit instead of going to porn. He went and did it for free.
He went and did it for free to basically answer advice, or not ask advice, but he went to... give advice and just let the world know that this thing
to
exists.
To the other four people in
the
planet.
Other four people out there that have
with
this.
With two dongs.
No need to be afraid. Now, I will read a little bit of this for you just to give you a bit more backstory.
No need to
give
be
me what
afraid.
I want.
besides those two wieners right there.
His name on Reddit, and this is all that we know him as, is Double Dick Dude.
Double Dick Dude, the triple D. Not to be confused with Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but Double Dick Dude. It's got a good ring to it.
He is bisexual.
Of course he is.
And he is currently in a committed relationship with both a man and a woman.
That would be a polyamorous.
He has permission to stray only with James Franco. So he's allowed to bone Jane Franco.
Which he
Well, yeah, and
do.
I'm sure Franco would suck both of those
Franco
dicks.
I'm sure he would.
After this shit,
so,
it's going to happen.
Here's an article where they basically sift through, just to make it easier, sift through some of the Reddit postings to find some of the best ones.
God, whose job is it? Who gets paid to sift through Reddit?
Seriously. Some guy at news.com.au.
Australia.
Australia. Right. So pretty big over there, I guess. Number one, what was it like growing up and going through puberty? Did you know you were different, and how did that affect your psyche?
Do they both get hard at the same time?
I know, yeah.
One get like, hard?
Are they
all
the
these
same
questions
size? All that.
Will
are
be,
answered.
Are know. Answered.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
I guess pretty much like we'll start small though.
Welcome
you know?
To Cockcast here on the Ono Radio.
I guess pretty
show.
Much like any other guy in puberty, just had two dicks instead of one. I knew from an early age, but it wasn't a big deal. My mom said you just have one extra, and that was it. It wasn't until I was older that it started to become a hassle. So you know, you can imagine you grow up with two dicks. Mom says like, your grandfather
extra.
Had two dicks. You've got it in the family.
I just think it would be so weird, like the first time a girl reaches into your pants. Which, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like any time a girl reaches into your
I
pants.
I know there are girls
time,
that would you, love that, but there's a lot of girls that
would be like,
I gotta go.
What? 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 What?
But I'd be excited for the girl that loves it. I should be like, what? What?
What?
Either way, we do. Get to more serious ones.
Yeah.
Like,
DP without another smelly dude? What?
Have you ever used it as a pickup line? And he says, I've used it as one a few times years ago, but not any time recently. I try to bring not to bring too much attention to them. He has gone on to say, and we will get to the actual Reddit here, because this is where you do start getting the more non-safe for work stuff. He has posted the
Safe for
pictures.
Radio show. Oh, well, we don't need to see that.
Do you or do
I really
you?
Do, yeah.
I had to.
I want to see
I'm not going
to
lie.
You had to?
I had to. Because I didn't know, and I didn't want to sift through all. I had one question when it came to this. Was it one on top of the other?
Or they like that?
Or was it side to side? Like
Yeah.
And I had to know. So I'll just pick one at random. I'm going to have seen it
I'm
once.
I'm imagining
so
one on
eyes.
Top. Oh, what? Wait. Hold on, I got a squint.
So it's side by side.
It's side by side.
Ah! Wow.
His Damn. Left wiener
Weird.
Is not as good as his right wiener, I've come to find out.
Right wiener's the winner.
Yeah, yeah. There's one's a tiny bit smaller, but both of them are like decent dicks. Like they're not like
not like a micro cock.
There's one that he gets a
That's
little more sensation of, you know, other more than the other one, but yeah, there's not a micro cock, which when you think a guy with two dicks,
yeah, you think
of
like a good
chick,
one.
You think right. of chick in South Park with another person growing
it's
on the side
twins.
Of the face.
You
it's
or
twins.
You think like one like
Danny
one's
DeVito
like one's like a really yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right. Yeah, there's going to be a an ugly duckling or
yeah.
what do they call it? The when you have a litter of kittens or a puppies
Are
like
the runt.
The runt.
The runt. Yeah, you're going to have a runt dick.
The runt cock.
The runt cock.
Runt cock, name of the show.
That's the anal
name
ringer
of the show,
though.
Runt
the runt cock gets right in the butt.
That would be my new
But
porn
no,
name.
But now with them going sideways like that.
Yeah, see, that changes all the acrobatics of it.
Yeah, it changes the whole fucking
it
dynamic.
It really does. It really does. But
but I'd still go for it.
There's some crazy things that, you know, you could do with it. Yeah, that's the question. Would you want to be the guy with two dicks?
I wouldn't want to be the guy, but if I was, I would totally
you would embrace
take advantage
it.
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does go on to say, because somebody asks him, you know, about the porno thing, and he says, you know, it's not really worth the money. Honestly, they don't get paid that well.
And not unless you're having, like,
and it's
if you're
a short
slinging
career and not
synthetic
worth it.
Vaginas and it's, synthetic
it
cocks.
It sounds like
yeah.
this guy actually yeah. has his shit together because he's really witty and stuff in all the posts back. But yeah, it's really interesting. Jack Bender sent me a post saying that we were offline, so that kind of bothers me.
Well, I mean, maybe they got upset about the fact that we were talking about dicks.
Yeah, it happens too. I'll just stop and restart the broadcast. You guys can go back and listen to it on the podcast later. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't care.
But yeah, there's, you know, there's questions
baby.
Like, do they hang out of one side of your pants or do they split the seam? When I go commando, which is almost always except in winter, they
commando.
Take their own sides. The seam can be a pain because sometimes the skin between them is a little delicate and sensitive. Does your go to the right or the left? Answer, yes. yes. Both. So, yeah, no.
Wow.
I didn't know that existed. I thought that was thing of legend, man.
Yeah, I knew
it existed, but...
Yeah, I mean, I...
These specifics are glorious to know.
Yeah, aren't they? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Then you get into some really funny, like, Reddit posts. Like, when you got drunk and passed out, did people draw two dicks on your forehead instead of one?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Oh, man.
But no, he has a lot of really good responses, too. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could have two dicks. I'd be... here's another one that he posted. Someone posted, do you ever get... Because you're circumcised. Do you ever get the thing where sometimes you get us circumcised guys, like, it doesn't want to open. Sometimes your first time you pee and you get the spray that just, like, kind of goes...
Oh, my God. That would be like a double fan.
Yeah, yeah, like a fan. So what if you had the quadruple fan going on, you know?
It's a quadruple.
So wait, does he pee at the same time from both?
Yes. Yes, he does. He ejaculates from both.
Like at the same time?
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. He says the only thing that his doctor has told him this that is possible because I guess he has what is it what is it that actually generates the semen? Like it's part of the prostate, right?
Testicles.
Yeah, but they're the holders. There's something else that actually like creates it inside of you.
Okay.
I'm not a biologist. Biologist.
Anatominologist.
Yeah. Fucking biologist. What's that? Plants?
Plants?
That's a botanist.
Dude. That's a botanist.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Got my sciences all down now. But no. He has been told by doctors he has to ejaculate at least every day. Which
what?
I'm like, so you're a man.
The doctor told him that?
Yeah. The doctor told him that. Which I think is just good advice for anyone.
I guess.
I mean, it's healthy, I guess.
It's supposed to be. I think it is prostate, right? No, it's prostate. Yeah.
Probably.
Sure.
The show has come to a staggering halt at our limited knowledge of science.
Yeah. Well, I think we all probably know a lot about science. It's just which science do we know about?
True.
Apparently how our fucking reproductive system works is not on the list. It's like, I don't know.
I want to say it's in my balls.
I want to say that it's my sack. Something in my sack makes the little swimmers come out and fucking just pew.
Pew, pew. Or poof.
In Ty's case, poof.
Poof. That's the sound it makes. Nothing even. There's no.
Oh,
drip.
Girl, put your chin out. Oh,
put your chin out.
Oh, girl. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Wait, so you done?
Yeah.
This is glorious.
He just lays over.
He's just
cigarette.
Like, and I'm done. He's like, you can go now.
Bukkake poof.
Poof cocky.
Poof cocky.
Runt cocky. Poof cocky.
Dude, I could be the next porn sensation.
That's a little Japanese man. That's a little Japanese man's porn name. He's like, I just picture Mr. Miyagi doing porn with that
God.
Name. That was his. That was
and
his.
Now everybody who hears that is going to picture it too.
Can you say it again? None of you can.
Run cock poof cocky.
Run cock poof cocky.
What's up? Run cock poof cocky.
Oh, little balls. Riddle ball.
You put your chin out.
Oh.
Hi, Pukake.
Pukake.
Gotta remember that.
Oh, boy.
While we are being equally as creepy, we need to go to our first video of the week.
Speaking
week,
of creepy
week,
things.
Is it a double dick?
Bubble butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one comes from a BBC.
Of course.
You know, typical creepy BBC
documentary.
Oh, no. This is going to be...
Are we watching Downton Abbey?
Is this some shit you were watching with Teresa?
Far creepier than Downton Abbey. Nope. This is... This guy's... Remember how we've talked about like balloon fetishes before?
Oh, God.
And, we've done all sorts, but this one really takes the cake for me.
Oh, boy.
I'll just let you see a couple minutes of this.
Mask on and the wig and, you know, look very nice. It's like a beautiful woman walking down the street.
What?
You become one of
the
I guess what you would call one of the beautiful
rubber
people.
Rubber dolls or something like that?
And you draw a lot of attention. And attention is not something that I've had a lot of growing up and getting to the age that I'm at.
Hey, what is that? What's up, Foxy? Let's see what you got.
This reminds me of...
You're looking...
So...
Wow.
Yeah.
They are...
Okay. So they're living real dolls.
They're living real dolls, but they're also 70-year-old men. I'm sure they're the same people that are... fucking
furries.
Real dolls and this is even a next step.
What's what's his name? The best in show guy, best in show director, and all that other funny crap with the same people. You know,
what I'm talking about. Is he one of these
I know who you're talking about.
I imagine him doing this for some reason.
Okay,
I could see that.
All right.
But yeah, so it's a full vinyl mask.
You find out later in this thing, and we'll just go through it quickly. But it's a rubber suit. That they wear. They're 70-year-old men in this rubber suit.
With tits.
I seen a girl with a panty line.
Yeah.
And I was gonna go nibble on her leg like a chihuahua.
What?
They're
squishy,
though.
That
yeah.
Wow.
Squeeze it. Yeah. They're.
It's silicone. That's why.
It is. Yeah. It's. I don't have silicone.
He is beautiful. I know he's a man. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he's beautiful. You are very, very beautiful.
What does she look like?
I'm pretty sure, just so you know what's going on, they're at like a boardwalk and they're showing these real dolls. I think there's cameras there. They're seeing how
people will react
to this thing in public. And that guy right there, he wants to fuck
the
that
beautiful.
Yeah.
Living real doll thing.
Right in the ass.
You're very, very beautiful.
Right in the ass.
Because their mouths
like
don't
woman.
Open.
That's what she looks like, absolutely.
I do like the attention that I get when I can look pretty and look beautiful.
They are so
by putting on the mask, it allows me to have that
they put on the mask,
little
but the...
bit of fame for a little while and have that feel of what it's like to be a little bit of a celebrity and get all of that attention.
This is the dude.
That is some ultimate creepy shit.
Is this in Florida?
It looks
new
Florida
film scan.
Like
it's the they call it the HD
it
model.
Florida.
The HD.
It's brighter than the other
full
film
on
scan,
titties.
Brighter color.
Newport Richie.
I added the.
This is a Buffalo Bill suit. If
yeah,
there ever has
absolutely.
Been
absolutely. The only thing missing is the fucking stitch marks.
Listen to this. So he's showing his rubber suit off.
And it's the they call it the HD model. It's
HD.
Brighter than my other film scan. The brighter color. I added the. The hair to make the vagina look a little more realistic, at least realistic to me. The bare vagina looked a little too bare. Use some of the clippings from my hair. You have to roll it down to about the weight.
He used his own
true
pubes.
Scumbag fashion.
And he hot glued them to the vagina. Of
I high five that man.
Because it looked a little creepy.
Not okay.
I high five.
Yeah,
him.
That looked a little creepy.
I mean,
a little bit.
Now he's going to show
you. Can pull it on. Okay.
He's
you have
gotta,
to put in
gotta,
a lot of
you gotta powder,
powder
baby
so
powder,
you don't
baby
stick
powder.
To it.
Yep.
And this is why I do it over the bathtub, so it doesn't make a big mess on my bathroom.
For the last 6 years, Robert has spent every spare moment becoming Sherry.
Oh my God.
This is ultimate.
You look amazing.
That's why I do this, because I think so too.
I just can't believe that that's a 70-year-old man in the mirror. And that's why I do this. If I saw a 70-year-old man in the mirror, I'd quit this tomorrow.
What do you see when you look in the mirror?
A very exciting female.
Very exciting.
You see, you have to realize I'm 70 years
old. You guys want to do him, right? No? Did that just turn you on a lot? You don't want to do him?
Dude, no. Okay, here's the thing. Is like, I've been aware of a lot of really weird shit. And I thought...
I'm trying to take it side, but
you might
tough.
Have seen it all.
I thought that I had really kind of plateaued.
Or at least heard about it.
Man, I had hoped. Like, because, dude, some of this shit... But this... Now, unfortunately...
That's ingrained in your nightmares.
That's not it. Now I have to know what else is going on out there.
Oh, yeah.
Reddit.
Now I got to figure out, like, I'm like, okay, if people are doing this, what other kind of weird shit is going on?
I have a theory. I have a theory that none of this stuff would have really become as big in our sexual lives if...
Internet.
The internet hadn't internet. Have happened.
Absolutely.
Because they were just exposed to it. You know, it's all weird exposure. And I think, like, our...
And now these people are
getting fucking,
like...
And the overindulgence of pornography just in general. The...
Well, and not only that, but now these people are getting fucking, like, news stories made about them for their weird behavior. It's like,
exactly.
Who can out-weird the next person?
There's the guy that fucks cars, who's got sexual attraction to cars. There's the guy that fucks balloons. There's the guy that fucks...
There's
the
furries, they're the real
there's
dolls, they're the people
the
that dress up like babies, like all that shit. Wait.
Did we just watch that? Didn't we just watch the babies?
The babies? We've seen the babies.
Yeah, we've seen.
Dude,
everybody knows.
And and I guess in a way, like, if they're not hurting anybody, what does it really matter? But
right.
It's still, you can't say I'm weird for... me thinking you're weird. And it's like, do whatever you want, man, but you can't say I'm weird for thinking that's fucking weird.
Because that's fucking weird.
That's fucking weird, man.
That is fucking weird.
That's my point. You know?
Like, no, I think, look, as three fairly deviant individuals, I think we can all agree that that's fucking weird.
That's fucking
and,
weird.
Dude, and I am fucked up. I'm fucked up. That's weird.
Yeah. I know. Do you want to finish this? I mean, there's a little more.
I mean, I think we have to.
I try dating.
Yeah, of course you try
dating. The women I meet are generally 55 to well up into their 60s. Some of them are in good shape for, you know, 55 to 65.
For being old, crazy old bat.
Anything like this. And it's very difficult.
Fuck's sake, Julian.
And you have this to come home to. crazy, huh?
That's what I got.
The difference with it is our femgirl 2 has a more realistic vagina, and it has a built-in penis pouch into the girdle itself.
Ooh, built-in penis pouch.
A cherry popper is a silicone vagina that you would wear as you would a pair of thong underwear. Men can actually tuck their penis inside so it looks like they have a vagina.
It's about fun, really, in general. A lot of men have fun pretending to be women. Not all of them even want to be hot.
Wait.
Some of them want to be a nasty hag.
Wait.
Dude in the shop.
No, wait.
Hang on.
Just hold on. Just
that didn't compute.
I'm still stuck on the fact that he said a lot of men have fun being women. Who has fun being women?
How does that really work out for them?
Like, dude, almost 31 years now.
Is it just the same people that are transvestites, essentially, in a more, like, ridiculous, fashion? Like, is it just... Because I can get regular transvestite. You're normal compared to these people.
Well, yeah, it's because there's celebrities that are transvestites, so it's kind of, like, made it acceptable a little bit.
True.
Now, as soon as Eddie Izzard comes out in one of these things, it might be a different story.
Yeah, no one's doing stand-up in this.
No.
This is... Ooh. They look like horror masks. They're not far
Yeah,
off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a fucking horror movie come to life.
Yes, it is.
And that's kind of...
We need to get these suits and make that horror movie.
Dude, they did make that horror movie. It was The Silence of the Lambs. And then they already did it in real life, and his name was Ed Gein.
No, what if it was a guy that was placed in a world that he woke up and every woman... Like, there were some, like... There were real men, but all the women in the world were these things.
No.
That's the scariest day ever.
Nope, I'm out.
And then you find out there's a 70-year-old man underneath every single one of them.
I'm out.
One of them has two penises.
And one of... I think by that point...
They all have two penises. Nope. I
nope,
quit.
Not doing it.
I quit. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is that? What the fuck?
Hang on.
Hold on.
Do you like the installed rectum in it or no?
What?
I'd say yes, probably on that one.
There's a great tradition.
Oh, installed rectum, yes.
Pantomime, you think about the principal boy and the principal.
Yeah, but that's pantomime. Pantomime is accepted. This isn't pantomime. This is.
Yeah, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it more accepted. I look at this as an extension of amateur dramatics.
It's so freaky.
But that might be just
oh
me.
Oh my god.
You don't have
to. The one in the back there clearly has the subpar model. Though.
Right, right. And the one in the front looks like it's been on fucking RuPaul's Drag Race.
Exactly, exactly.
It's Jesus. A Kubrick movie.
One of them looks like.
Yes, there is.
And it would be brilliant.
Oh god, I don't know if I could do this anymore.
No, keep going, fucker.
Keep going?
Yeah.
I need a little
to
more.
To have your guard up and necessarily be fearful of other people if you want to dress in a way that makes you feel really good. One guy in particular that I trust at work, he knows that I put on the boobies.
The bit of uniboo, the inseam, especially around the vagina, because the vagina has always been blown. I don't know what you guys shove up those vaginas, but they can't take it, I'm telling you.
Nearly a year ago,
okay.
We introduced
right.
you to a man.
All right, all right. Okay. Wow.
That was a good learning experience. Thank
you. Did you find that on Reddit, too?
The more you know.
I didn't.
Jesus Christ.
The internet had that one, though.
One day I'm going to meet one of these fuckers, and
what if you?
It's going to be a conversation.
You see that on the street, though. You do cross the street at that point. I'm not walking near that.
I'd walk right.
Yeah.
I'd walk right across that.
I'm going to walk up to it in the hopes that my life actually does become a horror film at that particular moment. Like, just because I've kind of always... Yeah, dude, like, I've really kind of always hoped that some sort of crazy shit is going to go down. But, man... Man, like, why'd you do that?
Your heart hurts a little bit now,
ooh,
doesn't it?
Like, it's not quite as bad as the feeling I got when I watched a Serbian film. But, dude, no, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, sometimes you got to wake these people up, Duncan. And sometimes you got to wake up to the reality that is this show.
No, the reality that is this show. No, it's the
sometimes
reality.
Sometimes I throw these things at you to disturb you for... Now you're going to fall right back. You've been all happy and, you know,
happy.
La, 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 la. Fucking walking in Winter Wonderland over here.
Yeah.
And,
no, that's exactly what
I'm bringing
meant.
You right
Hail
back
Satan.
Into January.
Hail Satan.
Right back into January motherfucking 8th.
Right back into New
it
Year. No
in.
More Christmas
no
Town
more
for
Christmas
you, fuckface.
No more Christmas tomfoolery, motherfucker.
Shit's over.
It's time to get this shit going.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's... I'm only going to be disturbed for about another 2 minutes, and
yeah.
then I'm going to start.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly. Then it'll be okay, but then what I'm going to do is
oh,
I'm going to...
Got a drink.
Oh, got a drink. What I'm going to do is I'm going to end up ordering one for Owen, and I'm going to just, like, put it... I'm going to hire somebody to... I'm going to find somebody in town. I swear to God. I will find somebody in
town. You know it's going to get hit with something if that shows up at my doorstep.
That doesn't really concern
you know
me. You won't know until you open it.
It's just going to be pure reaction. It's just... Awesome. Something was thrown or kicked. Someone will get kicked. And if it really is a 70-year-old man in there, it's not going to be good.
Break a hip.
You're going to get the suit. You're going to put it on.
I'm not putting
awesome.
That on.
Oh, there.
You
you're
baby
putting
powder
it on.
The shit
put that thing on.
You're putting it on, motherfucker.
Baby powder shower in the shit. In my latex boobs. Putting
get
the
boob
one, zone.
Get the one with the built-in rectum.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Yeah, so what do they do in that circumstance?
I don't
they
know what
it,
you do those
what
vaginas.
What do you think? They make
but...
it insertable into the male so that, like...
I don't get that.
No,
you
I think
to,
I think it's
you have to
I think
prep
it's just
it?
Like
does it
a,
have to go into his butt?
I don't know.
I mean, it's got to get in there.
And
somehow,
dude, like
right?
that's gonna have to be a total custom thing so that your butthole lines up exactly with where the butthole on the thing is.
Right.
I mean,
gotta,
I'm just saying
they're tailoring them. Tailoring them bitches.
This is what 3D printing is going to revolutionize. Yeah, right? Is something like this. Some industry, some fucked up industry like this where it can scan your body and just print you out a goddamn like new skin.
Although, dude, I would totally like totally scan my wiener and print out 3D cocks everywhere. Oh my god, I would make art out of them.
Every door handle.
Oh Jesus Christ! Yeah, everything. Like I would fucking make it so that you flush the toilet flusher was big old cock.
Oh
yeah, I'd make a chandelier of dicks. Yes,
you'd put dick a chandelier.
Dick chandelier. The fucking the handle for the refrigerator and the freezer would be dicks.
Yep. Dicks everywhere.
It's very dick house.
Dick house.
Did you know that you posted this, Ty, I think, or you liked it. I think you saw it because you alerted me to it.
Uh-oh.
But Jenna Jameson went on like a rampage
lately. That. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Good old
crazy slut Jenna Jameson. She looks pretty haggard too.
No,
right
she does.
She looks pretty
bad.
She
was
ever since
hot
she dated that
years
fucking
ago.
UFC fighter, I'm pretty sure he like beat her up. Too many times.
I think that might have happened.
I think she might just have worn the signs of that a little bit hard. But what exactly happened? It was on 4chan that it's like a geek like hacker like.
We all know 4chan, right?
Unfortunately, we know 4chan.
Yeah, I don't go on there regularly at all. But every kinda now
like,
and
don't
then,
don't fuck with those guys a little bit. Like I wouldn't fuck with them.
Mm-mm.
Don't fuck with me, 4chan. I'm on your side.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good, man.
Well. It was whoever she's dating now. I don't know who it was that fucked her over.
I think it was her assistant, her former assistant.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Something.
It was her assistant or somebody that was stole all her passwords, credit cards.
She claimed he was a con man or something. Yeah, and like he fucked her over because of course he had like every piece of her social media. You know.
Oh yeah.
And
he had
a
bunch of shit though.
I guess he went off the grid though, right?
Dude, I can't remember.
I
look through that as quickly as we're talking about it.
Well,
now.
I think exactly what.
But
I
did see the pictures.
Exactly what
she
happened,
showed her. She's ended up showing her tits because they found the guy.
Yeah. She couldn't get.
She put the guy's name out to the 4chan people or whoever it was, and or was it Reddit?
I think it was 4chan actually. I don't know.
It was 4chan.
4chan's skeezier than Reddit.
I feel
so
like they would
like
do
it. It would be 4chan.
I feel like it was.
But she did end up showing some tatas.
She showed some titties and
booty shot at them. She doesn't look terrible, but she's definitely not
those
what she
big old
used to be.
Fake balloons.
Yeah.
Chilling on
we
top
all remember
of her
Jenna Jameson when
rib
we were.
Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, back in the day, Jenna was amazing.
Yeah.
I remember her and Brianna Banks. Oh.
Wasn't Jenna Jameson the one on the Blink-182 cover?
Yep.
Yeah,
that was Jenna.
Yeah.
Oh, she looked real good back in
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, real good.
No,
no,
that no,
wasn't.
That wasn't.
That was Janine. That was
Janine. What's her name? Janine.
Just Janine, I thought.
I just know her as Janine.
There's a name.
She, for a while, though, she didn't need a last name. You know what I mean?
I love that. She got older quicker than Jameson.
No, she looks bad
was,
now, too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is kind of like.
She was sexy.
Oh, yeah.
There was an old favorite of mine that I had saved on like my computer back home. It was Janine and two chicks doing the triple dildo act. Well, the two dildos between the three of them, you know, like
cha-chow.
It was awesome. That was
solid film.
That was I'm not big into the lezzy shit. I don't care that much. Like. I remember back in the day being like,
Now
I'm like, I need
a dick.
I need
my
male
form.
Penetration.
I need my fucking. I need a dick all up in that shit.
Just say it has been cockcast. All right,
total cockcast. First segment complete.
Bring
total
it back.
Cockcast.
Bring it back. Here's something that I think you'll both love, and I wish Jack Bender. I don't even know if we're live, to be honest with you. I'm getting the feeling that. We're not because Jack hasn't called and he said he would, but I don't know what's going on. If we're not, you'll hear the fucking podcast later. It doesn't matter.
We don't care.
But
you fuck me.
Jack is a huge fan of Mountain Dew. Anything Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Well, Japan has come out with a new flavor of Cheetos.
Cheetos Mountain Dew.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheetos.
Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos.
Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos or Cheetos flavored Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos.
I would definitely want
green
to try
Cheetos.
It.
Green. Mountain Dew flavored. I believe they have to be green, right?
No.
I don't know. I actually haven't seen the physical product yet, but I imagine they have to be. They have to be lime green. Yeah. Would you eat them, though? I mean, that is a bizarre thing. That is a bizarre thing.
I totally eat it.
Because it's like a lemon-lime sort of...
Cheetos don't really ever taste bad to me. I don't care what flavor they are, if they're puffy or flaming hot. I want all of it. Give me them Cheetos.
Oh, God. And Duncan, I'm surprised you actually haven't heard about this, and either one of you. You guys are the bigger nerds. I figured you would have mentioned it. Do you guys know that they have actually greenlit a script for a Boba Fett movie?
Well,
did you read that shit?
I don't know how much further it's gotten from that. But
no, there was news today.
Yeah.
There was absolutely news today that the Boba Fett movie is happening. So how do you feel about that being Disney, though, doing Boba Fett?
I'm still scared. I'm sketchy. I'm waiting for...
By the way, you can order Mountain Dew Cheetos.
Yeah? Are they green? Do we know if they're green yet? Isn't that the real question?
Images.
I guess.
It's not like we can sample one over the internet.
No, but I'll get them sent to my house and I'll eat them.
Yum, 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 yum,
get them sent
yum.
Here. Bring some around here. We'll do a taste test.
They're yellow.
Oh, okay. They're at least yellow and not orange, though?
No, they're not orange.
But they're yellow.
They're
yellowy green.
They kind of look like Funyuns.
I wanted them to be the color of Surge.
Yeah, I know what you wanted.
I wanted them to be like Hulk.
You wanted them to be the color of the green of the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a disappointment. I feel like if you're going that way, you do it all the way. You know.
Sorry about your luck, bro.
Just, you know, go big or go home.
There's enough shit in there already. Just make it green.
Yeah.
So no, you don't even have any interest in this Boba Fett movie, Duncan?
I have a great deal of interest in the Boba Fett movie.
It'll be seen.
It will definitely be seen, and I'm sure it will look awesome.
I'm sure it will.
But
just like
I'm
the new Star Wars, all the new Star Wars films.
We don't know. I'm waiting for that shit to happen. J.J. Abrams, he's kind of awesome.
He is
kind of
awesome, but
doesn't he have enough on his fucking plate?
But now is J.J. Abrams going to be doing the Boba Fett movie?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
Now, see, that's the thing. Are they going to farm the Boba Fett? I'm choosing to not get excited until there's more information.
Yeah.
Isn't it true that Boba Fett has like one line in all the movies?
Pretty much.
He has one line.
Pretty much.
It's not even really a line. He doesn't say anything. We don't really know much about him.
We
learn a little more.
He says, as you wish.
As you wish.
No, he doesn't even say that. No, it's just the no disintegrations.
Is that what he says?
Nerd. He doesn't even say that.
Cox
and it's nerd. Line that Vader says to Boba is no disintegrations.
Yeah. Yeah. But Boba did. He spawned his own following.
Is kind of like, awesome. Okay, let me put it for you in terms that you'll understand. Like the first two seasons of The Walking Dead, when Daryl was like the badass that didn't say anything and just was everybody's favorite.
Right.
That's Boba Fett.
Now he's going to blow up and be like a heartthrob and be on all the magazine covers.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Everybody's going to get all the tattoos. He's going to date a Kardashian. He's going to...
Got that Boba ass.
Got that Boba ass.
Boba ass, yeah.
Girl, shake that Boba ass. Girl, shake that Boba ass. Boba, Boba, Boba ass. Boba, Boba, Boba ass.
Oh, God, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's also before we, I think we're almost on break, but I know this won't take long.
By the way, we can get for less than $10, we could get Mountain Dew Cheetos delivered here.
We need to do that
right now.
Someone needs to donate that to us right now.
Yeah. Want it immediately?
Right now. Doorstep delivery, that shit, right now. Yeah,
from Japan, I want it.
I want it. So, you know about Dennis Rodman's whole
dude, I saw a blurb about he had a freak out, and I don't know.
Did you want to hear it?
What did he? What did he lose his shit on?
So drunk, dude.
All right,
love it.
He's basically just a drunk mess.
Did you see him on
North
Vice?
Korea, because
North Korea. Yeah,
dude, he loves him some North Korea,
dude. And he's in North Korea and he's spouting at CNN.
You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated for whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity, if you get it, to speak up for the family of Kenneth Bay and to say, let us know why this man is being held, that this is wrong, that he is
the guy that's being held.
If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
Watch this. The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand. If you understand what Kenneth Bay did, do you understand what he did?
What did he do?
Country.
You tell me, what did he do?
You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any.
He's drunk as shit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He's a little slurry. A little bit.
Drunker than me right now.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
Do it.
You got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families, left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture.
A sports venture?
10 guys, all these guys here.
I think he said sports venture, and he's referring to, like, all the the NBA. He's got like 10 ex-NBA players over there right now, and they played an exhibition with North Korea's team.
Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
How long ago was this?
This is like yesterday or today.
Okay. What the hell you think? I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen.
Hold on.
He looks like a goddamn North Korean dictator.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Let me do this. Really, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Around the world, I'm gonna do one thing. Your guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we gonna take. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you gonna take the abuse? We gonna get it. But guess what, though? One day, this door's gonna open.
And I love his posse behind him.
Because guys here,
they're freaking
all of
out.
Us, Christy, Ben, Dennis, Charles, all these
this is serious.
Everybody here.
Dude, he's fucked up.
We could just open the door just a little bit for people to come here and do one thing.
And Dennis makes a great point. There are
That's the end of the clip.
That's when he like went off,
dude. I don't know what that was.
Ultimately, that is him trying to appeal to the world, you know, with his North Korea mission. But he looks. I can understand fucking Kim Jong-un better than I can understand.
Yeah,
now. And he even looks like him.
Know what
you
else
see? The jacket
doing.
He was wearing. It looked like one of those like sort of.
Like a North Korean,
mental North Korean like jacket. He's holding a cigar. He's wearing a Boston Red Sox gray and black cap. He's got piercings all in his face. Not that anything of that matters. Yeah. Really.
Well, no, but he's also had those for 20 years.
But yeah, exactly. But he kind of does. He's got this like vibe where he's reaching out like a dictator does. I'm scared that basically Dennis Rodman is going to be ruling North Korea soon.
He's taking over, man.
And I think he's got his whole posse there now.
Dude, him and his basketball crew, they're just going to slam everybody because they're all 5 foot.
5 foot?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, 7 foot.
Well, they're,
like,
they're certainly going to improve on the basketball team. That's definitely going to help. But upon that, I mean, do we really need Dennis Rodman in global politics?
Yep, we do.
No,
he's gonna bring order to the world.
You think he's the answer?
And his drunk debauchery right there? Or whatever drugs he's on. I want to know, but I praise Rodman.
You're on the Rodman camp.
Rodman, you're doing the right thing.
Can we say that as the Ono Radio Show that we're behind Rodman for North Korea's next dictator?
It just makes sense.
It just
really.
Makes sense. Rodman.
Yeah, man.
I'm with Rodman. You.
North Korea's next dictator. He's not going to be like this guy right now who, I guess, basically shot his uncle or something. He shot his uncle.
Did he shoot him? Well,
yeah, he had him executed.
He had him executed. Oh, shit. And then I think it became false. They found out it was false, but there was rumor that he fed him to dogs or something.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah. I mean, he might have.
I think that one got debunked, but I want to believe
it. Dogs get all the scraps.
Especially in North Korea. Oh, guys, you think it's time for break?
A little smoke.
A little smoky break?
I think a little smoky break.
You know, grab another coffee or something. You know,
coffee.
Is that what it is?
I might actually have to go to 7-Eleven and get some coffee.
Oh yeah,
and some snacks because I'm hungry.
Do you want to just go ahead and throw on another Wilson song?
Yeah,
if that's handy.
Yeah, it's handy.
Yeah. I don't think we got. Did we get? No. Throw College Gangbang on.
That was the one we led with.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It's not really going to be in because we're going to have the intro before it, if you remember. So.
Oh yeah, all right.
You know, throw that one in now.
There you go.
Get it in. And then we'll come back. We'll leave some Wilson playing for you. If it is live, I do want to check up on that.
Fuckery. But
yeah, guys, we'll be right back. And I'm sure we'll have plenty more interesting banter when we visit.
Yeah.
Duncan, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Oh, man, it feels so good.
All righty.
All right.
This is the Ono Radio Show live from the internet.
Woo!
The band that you just heard was Wilson.
Yeah.
I think we've been playing them all episode.
We have
actually.
Been playing them all episode.
By the way,
we never
mentioned in the first segment, Duncan or Ty, that this is episode number 147. Now, it does appear that there are problems with the live stream, and I do apologize. We'll get back to you next week
and try and
figure it out. Ty, do you mind, before you shake around your mic like that, let me know so I can mute it?
Can she set up your studio the way that, you know, I need it when I get here?
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, Duncan, you know, fucked your world up.
That's right.
Fucking bullshit.
Tip over. Here's what you do. Is the mic stand not weighted properly? Is that your issue?
I want it to be closer.
Okay. Well, here's what you can do. You can use the orange trash can full of shit that's right there, and you can position the mic stand, and then use that to. Yeah. Well,
there we go. There we go.
See? Okay. Ooh. Well, it probably will want to tip over.
So just be prepared for that.
And if you need the trash can full of stuff,
it's right there.
It's right there. You can put it. It'll weight the leg of the mic stand.
I'm gonna let disaster happen.
All right.
But Jesus Christ, episode 147 of the Ono Radio
Show. True story. We need to figure out which episode I came in on.
We will. I mean, we can certainly go back in time. But
more important than you think, tall man.
This is true. But more importantly, I would say that we need to all be preparing for episode 150.
I know.
Because I think we need to have a bit of a bash. A bit of a rapscallion gathering.
What do we do? Yeah,
a scumbag gathering.
A scumbag hootenanny.
Where we invite, especially try and get as many of the old characters from the Ono Radio Show's past here in studio with us. Maybe we can have some Robo Derby
girls.
We need to get
from
them
Detroit.
In.
Yeah.
We need to get
Detroit
them
Robo Derby
and
girls.
The Roller Derby girls.
Okay, yeah, them too.
We also need to get, who else? We need to get our, you know, our good old actor buddies that we've had in from time to time.
Yeah, the gay and
the
Brit.
Gay and the Brit.
Yeah, gotta have them.
Gotta have them. They're kind of a staple.
We could reach out to the Pope.
We could indeed. We could indeed. Scott Sessions would, I'm sure, love to be, you know, involved.
Or he'd love to tell us to go fuck ourselves. Either way.
Either way. It doesn't matter.
He's the Pope.
Who else are the real? I mean, Travis has become a staple as of late. While you're in your absence, it's been nice to have him.
Yeah,
and it would be fun to actually have you and him on a show together.
Maybe not. Probably be fine.
It's going to be interesting either way. I really do like the dynamics that go on between all these circles that come into our world, and I think even the back history behind the Oh No Radio show is sometimes even more interesting than the shit we talk about.
That is true. All the stuff we can't talk about is more entertaining than the stuff we can.
Speaking of which, I was showing you my new awesome cassette Bible today, which I haven't even opened. If you don't know what the Bible is, it's my book that I write my stupid thoughts in throughout time to time, and I date them.
Glad you date them.
And this Bible,
well played by dating them.
this Bible goes back, you know, to March is number three. Yeah, March 6th. Of this 2013, so you know that's this year, and then I flip over a page when it's obviously a new book, and I'm trying to write neat. That goes down hell if you notice, like through time, like when you get a new like little book that you write in. This is a moleskin, by the way. They're famous, nice little
classic
books to write in. You throw your podcast ideas,
I've got a couple,
or your just genius thoughts into one of these. Yeah. This is what I do. And I came across something as I was flipping through mine today, even with just Duncan here.
Yep.
I found the bucket list of me, and I can tell by the way I'm writing it, like, I meant for this to be a lot longer, but I never got past the first page. The next page just ended up in some other drunken thoughts, so I never, like, made it a thing.
Distracted.
But I have four of them on here. Now, the first one isn't surprising, and that's make money with the Oh No Radio show.
Okay.
Now, that's logical and something that, you know.
So have you crossed this off?
Since you've actually technically made
money with the Oh No Radio Show, well, through donations, which, by the way, you can go.
You can do
to,
it.
To, you know, Oh No Radio Show. That's O-H-N-O Radio Show.
.com.
All one word, like websites are.
Yeah.
And you do that crazy thing. Talk. And then on the right-hand side, there is a button to donate to our PayPal.
You click on it.
You click on that, you donate money to me. Our basic donation is $20. Please don't donate less than $20, because then it costs me money, and then it's just a pain in my dick. But we accept donations in the hundreds, the thousands
millions, even
whatever you.
I mean, a billion be
have
rude,
just lying
but if you
around,
want to do it, we're cool with it.
I do want to set up a thing to accept.
Could you imagine?
I want to accept Bitcoin. I feel like we need to hop on the Bitcoin. Feel like we need to accept donations in Bitcoin because
I like your faith in Bitcoin.
I really don't
understand why.
Because it's gonna make us millionaires, guys.
It is pretty high.
It's gonna make us millionaires one of these days.
It ain't gonna make us dick.
I'm just every bit of Bitcoin. I'm gonna keep one, and then every bit of Bitcoin that we get from there on in, we just sell it off. You know, we sell it off, but we always have the one.
You're going to be like the guy in the gold costume on 50 waving his hat to people at the gold store.
Yeah, right.
For Bitcoins.
Yeah. Throw me all your Bitcoins.
Tip my hat.
Yeah.
Tip my hat.
So, yeah, you're right. I did make money with the Oh No Radio show, and I guess all in all, I can cross that one off. Number two is, I mean, I think attainable. But it's party with Andrew W.K. I feel like
probably more attainable than you might think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally more doable.
I really want to party with him. I really want to, like, you know, have a good old sit down, you know, gay old time with Andrew W.K. Jumping around, you know,
probably jumping around.
Him banging on pianos, loud music's happening, lots of drugs and alcohol's happening.
You might be like 10 years too late for that.
You think?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Probably.
Right. Well, one of these days. I mean, maybe. He'll do it.
Does WK endorse drugs?
In a weird way, yes. He's never really said it, but he's kind of always like he's that anti-drug super drug hero. Like you could take him or you can see him going in either direction. Hmm. And he's kind of remained like neutral as the character, I would suppose. But in interviews, he's talked about marijuana. He's talked about cocaine. He doesn't shy away from the topic of drugs. He's kind
or
of...
Or jugs.
Or jugs.
Jugs are good.
But everyone likes jugs. Hey, girl. Jugs. Here's something with jugs. Teresa's here. Oh. Hey. I don't know if Teresa's boobs are actually considered jugs.
I think
you know what I mean?
Get away with it.
They're just big enough for jugs.
I'll give you a pass.
They're big. You know.
Ty is the authority.
But, I mean, I've had jugs, a lot of jugs. Doesn't jugs imply a bigger breast?
Yeah.
You can't call someone with an A cup.
No,
you can't call those jugs.
Those aren't jugs.
That's true.
She just
glared at you. That's all.
You son of a.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I married this.
Juggy McGee went to go pee.
Juggy McGee went to go pee.
Back to the bucket list.
So we got through one, right?
No.
Two.
Two. Party with Andrew WK, which I haven't done, but we can say is probably attainable. Now, this next one will never, ever happen in a million years. But, and I'll tell you why. Because you can physically do this thing, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Hoist the Stanley Cup.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
You're talking hoist. Like, you want to win the Stanley
Cup. I do want to win it.
I mean.
But that can never happen.
Right.
But you could hoist that.
So you could settle for hoisting
hoist,
it.
And
you
that's
could
the
even
words
get a bunch
written
of
down
us
in
around
this book
you,
is
like
hoist the Stanley Cup.
Right. Yeah.
So all we need to do is break in.
We could do it.
To the, I think it's
we
in
really
the hockey,
don't even need to.
It's in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
No,
that's
no, no. All we need to do, all we need to do, is make friends with somebody who's on
the
team.
The Penguin. Doobie, doobie.
No, all we got to do
him?
Is make.
He used to always be around the Stanley Cup.
Doobie. Yes, but we got to make friends with somebody who is on the team that wins the Stanley Cup, and then when they get there one day with the cup, like all the players get. How do I know more about this shit than you do?
Hockey.
Sorry, I need to blow my nose.
No, it's okay. But you win the Stanley Cup, every player on that team gets
yes.
one day with the cup.
You get one day with the cup, and
so,
some guys do crazy fucking shit
so
with it.
So that's when we fucking make friends
I
with
would.
That dude.
And I get to hoist yeah. it.
And you get to hoist it.
All right, that's cool.
Okay, so we can make
it.
That happen.
Plus, you do get to pee in it, and so many dudes have peed in that cup. Do you know how many guys
oh,
have peed
yeah.
in that cup?
A lot
cup?
Of pee.
They all pee
yeah.
in it.
Yeah,
a whole lot of pee.
They,
oh,
first
yeah.
they drink champagne out of it.
Then they pee.
And then they
pee in it. And then that's considered the nectar of the hockey gods, like because you feed that to your children. If you're Steve Yzerman, you're feeding that to your kids, so you can taste Gordie Howe's pee.
That's right.
And a little bit of his pee
Ooh,
gets in his bloodstream,
yeah, yeah.
And like
then
the legends,
the tang of 87.
Yeah. Yes, yes, all the legends run through, and it's
yeah,
like
no.
the Matrix happens for hockey. And then they get to learn all those skills.
Yeah, you really don't know as much about hockey as you think you do, do you?
I know everything. What are you talking about?
I don't think that works that way.
I'm pretty sure.
Blackhawks.
That's how it happens. I mean, that's why.
Blackhawks.
Blackhawks.
That's why Steven Stamkos broke an ankle. He never had a dad to feed
Who do you
him
even
cup.
Root for? You like hockey.
I
man.
Like He's the Tampa a... Bay Lightning. I'm,
oh
a, lo- I'm a local
God.
Boy that supported
you
the local team when
God.
They won the championship. But let's get back to the final thing on my bucket list before we move on to hockey, I guess.
No, we're not. What's the final thing on your bucket list? Two chicks at the same time.
This is kind of
with
genius
your
here.
Your same day.
And you've got to stick with me because I think this might be the most brilliant thing I've ever written down. I want to host a show on BET.
The whitest, most racist man on the planet. And
yeah.
You want to host a show on BET.
Are you going
to have Mark be your co-host? Because let's might as well make it so that you both get fucking shot.
It's going to be the best thing ever because they're going to think we're joking all the time. And they're not really going to get it. And then they're going to be like, these white boys are crazy.
You're going to offend somebody.
No, they're going to love it. NAACP is going to be like best thing to happen to black television ever. I'm going to teach them all sorts of stuff.
Teach them all sorts of stuff?
Yeah. It's like
now we're getting into the racist
shit.
Territory.
Here we go.
No, about white people. Like, I'm going to show them how we live.
As I said.
Because they don't know.
Yeah, because they don't know.
I'm going to be like, hey, this is a futon, guys. This you can get from
Ladies
this
and gentlemen, welcome to the race cast here on...
Here's a story.
Clan Radio.
This is a futon.
This is, you can
it's
get these.
It's a couch.
You can
it's
get
a
these
bed.
From Ikea.
It's
you
awesome.
Might have seen one once.
You can get it
this
for less.
This is an Ikea.
This is an Ikea.
Less than $200. You guys are sleeping in some vanity.
And you have the ability to tilt back forward so that now you can watch TV.
Forward.
Yeah, so you
got
can
that
watch,
girl with that really
TV.
Nice booty coming over. You know, you just lay that shit down. Fucking, got extra room.
They need to know about futons and shit, man. They don't know.
They don't know.
You gotta teach them about futons. Jesus.
Oh my God.
I love you.
What are you talking about, guys?
Oh my God.
I figured like me on BET would be the best thing ever.
I'm not denying that, but
I think
you are still
this
a
is
human.
An attainable dream. And my overt racism
you ever
that
watched,
isn't
like,
really
BET
racist
back in
at
the
all.
Day.
If you listen
completely
to me,
racist.
It's not at all.
When you look at it and
it's
listen
not.
To it.
It's not.
Ty.
No.
It's a little bit racist.
It's not.
No,
but even if it is, it's kind of funny. For
I mean, you know, in that total
in that
Hitler
total,
is
like,
my hero.
No,
kind
here's
of way.
The deal. I'm in all certain seriousness. I hate
black people.
I get off on the fact that people find it so scary to joke about this stuff.
I'm okay with joking about
it. And that's
all. Doesn't mean
that
you're
this
not racist.
Is.
It doesn't
well, that's
mean
all
you're
that
not.
Seriously, like if you want to get into a serious conversation
except for,
about
except
it,
for your
I think it is
racism.
Extremely funny to joke about it. And if you can get through to black people that this joke is just a joke, then it does become funny. So to have a jokingly racist show on black entertainment is the strongest move this nation can make.
No, they're still going to shoot you.
Because there will be people out there that don't get it. And if that's the case, that's the case. But do you not understand what I just said?
No, I get it.
And it's
I
not
get
and
it.
It's not crazy, right?
I'm not saying I don't get it. It's a little crazy.
Little crazy.
A little bit.
If you can make fun of the very thing that bothers you, if you can get to the root
yeah,
of
that.
Yeah,
but that's only if it actually
bothers
you.
Well, and I know it will
you.
Never happen, and that's why it is a joke.
That's
that,
why it's a
know,
bucket list.
A bucket list thing. And I know it won't. But at the same time,
although it would be our luck that BET would pick up the podcast
yeah.
and like do a video
oh, yeah.
version of it, like
oh, yeah,
that would
exactly.
be
exactly, exactly.
Yeah. We're definitely
we appeal to certain audiences and their flavor,
and their flavor,
also it's a flavor,
all sorts of flavor.
But yeah, no, I do find that isn't
mostly watermelon
the most insane thing I've ever said. I do feel.
Uh-oh.
I don't know that the cord will reach, Ty. It's not in your spot, man. Ty is sneaking over and grabbing keyboards right now.
Yes, he is. He thinks that things are going to happen.
He thinks he's really confident that.
Damn.
If yeah.
What are you looking for,
Ty? Why are you ruining the show again?
Well, I mean that's kind
of. Are you back to your old ways?
That's what he does.
He's back to his old ways.
That's exactly what he does, Owen.
Did
I don't
he,
know
is that
why.
Even still plugged in? I don't know that it reaches that far. Is that does he even?
I
is
mean,
he putting
gonna...
it in the right hole for the?
Oh shit! Well,
this is my. Is this? If you're not about to write me a new theme song for my new BET show, then you need to get the fuck out of here, Ty. Clearly, my BET theme song is not going to have that sound.
I don't have any idea what's going on over here. You're failing miserably at this, Ty.
What? No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
you're doing awful
pretty...
right now because
you
know
you
what
shut
you're
up.
Doing? You're pulling out keyboards. You're interrupting the show.
Yep.
You're
you
not even putting the
talking.
Mic near the keyboard. Now we can't keep on with you bashing about like goddamn lunatic.
Jesus Christ.
Duncan's back. I gotta play a song.
Write me a fucking song for my
write his
new
racist
hit
theme song.
BET show.
Write his racist theme song. Find the Klan setting on
my
there.
So
find the Klan
preset.
My so racist
that it's not racist show that's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
debut
yeah, yeah.
on BET.
So racist that it's not racist, but it really is racist.
It's not at all, Duncan. That's what it doesn't. You leave off so the racist. Last part. That was not in the meeting.
No, that's actually in parentheses.
What meeting are you talking about?
No. It doesn't matter. I know what meeting you were talking about. The figurative meeting that you had with yourself while
and
you were drinking
Klansman?
A lot of beer.
Wait,
and
what?
Your Klans, exactly.
Damn it, stop it.
Yeah. In the backwoods of Polk County.
Not racist, folks.
Except he actually might be a little bit. I mean, he all might right. not be.
If you don't,
but he might be.
So we get to listen to Ty now.
Just, yep, I guess it's Ty-cast.
No, it's not. Nope. I'm just putting on some nice background.
Putting on some jams.
Gentle jams for you all.
Some jizz-ams.
It's really nice to have that pumped in through the system and everything. That...
What is this, house?
Oh, yeah. On BNT. Oh, wait.
BNT?
Yeah, it's BNT.
That's something else. On Black Enter Television?
Yeah, yeah. That's what... Wait. Oh, wait. It's B... Oh. Owen. On B-E-T. Owen. On B-E-T. See, we wouldn't put racist television on our televisions.
Yes, we
Owen
would.
Owen is clearly not racist. Clearly, he's clearly not racist. Oh, God. All right. I'm stopping it. Cut it out, Ty.
We're, crisis averted.
Can we get more racist?
I thought Bender was going to call in.
He is, and he just texted me.
Give
it just
back.
Keeps ringing. you guys live?
I don't know what's going on, but it just keeps ringing.
Yeah, I'll give him one more chance.
I let him down.
I told him 5 minutes, and that was probably about. Well, I can tell you because
that was more than 5 minutes ago.
Well, it'd be the length of that part of the show. Well, it's only about 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Hey,
it's a call.
Jack Bender,
ladies,
how you doing,
and gentlemen,
our friend?
Jack Bender.
Bender.
You fuck me!
How art thou?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, sorry. We had the thing down like we usually do. We always forget. And then, Ty decided to go ahead and pick up the keyboard and...
Everything got all fucked up from there.
Everything got all fucked up from there, so...
It was glorious, I think.
Our bads.
Totally our bads.
How are you this evening, Jack?
What, the first time in a while all of you guys are back together in a bit, so I guess it's... Understandable. Am I right, or have you done a show since?
No.
I've been back for 2 days now. So
this is the first show.
Two whole days.
Welcome, but you are in the shit of Florida down in Miami though.
Yeah, so I was in Cuba. I was in Cuba.
Is it really that bad down there?
I fucking hate Miami.
Yeah, Jack.
Do you hate Miami too? I've been once, and it was after I left the state, and I had to go there for work, and I hate it. Terrible.
Yep. I've been there twice now.
Than being there.
I've been there twice now, both of which for a week. I will say that this time sucked less than the first time, but dude, no, fuck Miami. Fuck everything about Miami. It's
exactly awful.
I've had good times in Miami. You know it's bad when the delivery menus like having big letters, "We speak English."
Oh man.
And when you call
them, you have to be bilingual.
No, when you call them, they don't speak English. And if they do speak English, it's really more of like a third language. Like it's fucking terrible. Like I hated Miami. I didn't leave. Everybody's like, well, why don't you do? Well, first of all, assholes, I don't drink. I also don't like people.
Yeah, and I'm not about to go learn a new fucking language.
I already know Spanish, but I'm still going to stay
Spanish
here.
Spanish culture is all drinking, all people.
All partying, yeah, and I'm like, nope, pass, hotel room, we'll be playing cribbage, we're good.
Yeah.
I like that you've embraced cribbage, though. It's...
Oh, yeah.
Of all things, cribbage.
Yeah, because I'm 185 years old, a weird card game.
I was about to say, you sound like a 90-year-old. Right?
No, I totally am.
Yeah, this is what Duncan did on tour. He stayed in his hotel room and played cribbage.
And played cribbage, yeah.
He spent his per diem at Walmart and pocketed
yes,
the rest.
Pretty much. Spent my per diem at the dispensary and then.
And that's that.
And that's that.
Man, Bender, you did really miss a hell of a show. I'm sorry that our broadcast hasn't worked, tonight.
Yeah, we're going to blame that on Ty.
Well, it's more than likely.
You're really going to. Okay. Welcome back, you son of a bitch.
Well, who else's fault would it be, really?
I mean.
Could be this guy who hasn't been here in a while making
it
the
could
show
be.
Just
shit the bed. I don't
shit
know.
The bed. I don't know. I've been running other shows just fine. I don't know what the fuck you guys have been doing.
And yeah, I am. I haven't even mentioned it, Jack. I'm sick as fuck, man. I my nasal congestion is ridiculous. So
yeah.
Even my already nasally voice must just be horrendous. On this episode,
you got dicks in your nostrils.
Oh God, dicks in my nostrils.
Dicks in the nostrils.
You missed a whole.
Oh,
first
you missed the
segment
first
of
segment
dicks.
Of dicks. Yeah,
a whole
a lot
I
of
will,
grand return
I guess
of dick talk.
Hear it tomorrow, I suppose.
Or whenever Owen decides to put it up.
Yeah, sometime in the next year. Or
hey, come on, no, I'm pretty.
No, he's.
I'm so good about that in comparison. It's a
yeah.
day or two at very, very
two
most.
At the absolute
in
most.
In comparison to a lot of other podcasts.
And in comparison to when I first started doing this show, and you're like,
like a week. We might not
you'd
do
post
one next
it,
week.
You'd post it before.
Sometime before the next show.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
That's
hopefully
kinda,
that's,
kinda that's how
normally weak though so
yeah exactly and no
still
we,
not bad
in all honesty do you realize how hard it is to keep up with this for Jack? This is episode number 147 147 shows of this nonsense and we're still
what
going
the hell
we're still
that's
going
ridiculous.
And
really
once,
it's been that
once
many?
A,
oh my God.
Yeah once a week for the most part
yeah
hell.
So
I know so that's I mean that's pretty consistent that's
yeah
at the rate
good
of,
track record.
At the rate of 52 weeks a year, I mean, honestly, it's about 3 years.
Yeah. Well, right before you... right before you called, just to put it into perspective, I was talking about my possible new hit show on the BET.
Called Owen is a racist, but yeah. He doesn't think he's a racist, but we know better because he's actually a racist.
No, but you leave the last part off. Is that in the title, too?
It's in
no,
the title, too.
No
it's
comma, but it. You leave the last part off.
Yeah, that's it. No comma, but you leave the last
I
part off.
I feel this show may have, potential on,
right.
on the BBC.
No, we're going to get we're gonna get Michael you. Richards to be the starring character.
Yep. He's going to play me.
He's going to play Owen, and Mel Gibson will also be on there because we also hate
oh,
the
yeah.
Jews.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to play you?
Who's going to play me? Who am I racist against? Oh, Mexican.
Does that mean I'm Mel Gibson?
Does that mean that you're Mel Gibson?
I hate everybody.
You hate
everybody.
The Jews? Yeah, I hate everybody.
Oh, God.
I'm not Mel.
Can we have Dennis what? Rodman in on that as well? I feel like he needs to be in on this.
Yeah,
action.
He just hates America.
Yeah. It's Tommy. Like it's
so there's a tie-in with Asians now because of Dennis Rodman.
Exactly. See how it works? Oh. He's racist towards everybody. That's the thing.
No, I feel like he's racist against Americans now. I feel like he's just become a full-blown.
No, we were talking about you. We weren't talking about Rodman. We were
right.
talking about your racism.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm perfectly I'm down
perfectly
with...
racist in every yeah. possible way.
The most normal kind of racist.
I never said that. That
I'm perfectly racist. He's like,
in...
I'm totally down with the queers and all the dykes, but you know. It's just the Negroes
I'm
that
not,
I have
I'm
a problem
not,
with. I mean, that's pretty much the vibe that I'm picking up from you.
Laying it
Limey.
Down.
Come on,
you and
man.
Mark.
You're just putting words in my mouth, and I feel like
I mean,
you're taking it.
I'm just
a little
interpreting the things that you say.
It's
into what I feel was.
Oh,
the
and he's not racist. He's
it.
Racist, but he's not racist. No, really, he's racist. No comma.
Leave
this
the last
part
off.
That's the name of
the
new the
name
BET
of the show.
Show, and I think it's going to be like the Tim and Eric for BET. It's going to be brilliant. It's
oh,
going to be
man.
Like
if you
Tim
could actually
Eric
pull off a Tim and Eric like viewpoint, BET. I would what? I'd be cool with that.
Now Bender, I've said that yes. this is going to get him shot. Do you want to take bets? Like if he gets a show yeah. on BET,
what's the over under?
What's the over under? All right, I'm going to set the line at 6 months from debut. 6 months from debut. You're going to take the over, the under. You can call it exact.
See, he thinks it might work. I can
I'm
hear
gonna
it in his
the
voice.
Over.
Because I'm going to say that the sub-genre of the black hipster crowd is going to like it.
Oh my God, see?
The blipster.
That's where I was going.
Boh.
See, you guys were missing it the whole time.
No. You didn't even think about that until Bender
But I thought about
it
now.
Because here's why. They think he's not actually racist. He's just being racist
ironically
to show
racist.
How ridiculous racist
dude,
people are.
So,
what if the show
is... Really is
so, guys, seriously.
Which just
have you been watching BET? Have you guys been watching? Because I've been watching BET for, like, the last 2 weeks. There's this show with this guy, Owen. He's like, he's racist, but it's all right because I get it. I'm like, yeah, dog, that's how I'm racist. And I'm all like, that's my boy. He's white. He's out BET. Talking about
you. I do like Popeyes.
I fucking love Popeyes.
I fucking love fried chicken.
Give me that fried chicken.
Give me that
watermelon.
Purple. Fuck. Give me that purple.
Give me that purple. I love that purple.
Ty, you're head writer. Head writer.
Head writer. Jesus Christ.
You know, sometimes I put rims on my car. I don't know. I just do it because I'm Owen.
Sometimes I got to date a fat white girl because she's got good credit. And I need a cell phone.
Because
that's the best reason. Yes.
Well, what other reason do you have? Not because you love her.
Cleo film show.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I feel like Cleo.
Oh, Jesus.
On BET, my favorite show.
Cletus, what are you doing over there? You always... Cletus, you just...
Boy on TV.
Cletus.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What? You ain't hearing the white boy on the TV.
Just because I like another penis in my booty hole doesn't mean you got to be all nonsense. Just because I like a penis in my booty hole.
He's their booties.
I'm going to go the safe way. I'm going to talk Kenny. He's my boy.
Bender, I'm scared.
I'll be back.
See, big booty hole.
It's a great show. It's the...
That's
quality television right there.
That was also.
I would
quality.
Love to be on set for the production of that.
Yeah,
that sounds amazing.
It's gonna be amazing
on so many levels.
Imagine the craft services table there.
Oh, I've had some good craft.
By
services.
The way, ironically,
it starts production
really high
in
end,
Atlanta
like
in June.
It films in Atlanta in June. Oh, my God. Why doesn't it film in South Central in June?
Oh, no. It's for TBS and BET. It's syndicated already.
Shouldn't it be on UPN?
Yeah.
No,
whatever
CW.
Is that even a thing?
I don't think UPN's
still
a thing
around,
anymore. No,
really.
I think it's. I think all that morphed into the CW.
The one with the racist rock.
Whichever one it is now, I don't know what it is.
That's what it was.
Racist frog.
Whatever station plays the Steve Harvey Show and Arsenio Hall, plus Nonstop Family Feud with Steve Harvey in the afternoon.
Dude.
That's the station need.
Yeah, Steve
That's
Harvey is like the messiah for black people.
I love black people.
I love black people too.
I do. I really do. But you're funny.
I really do. Why does everybody laugh?
No. Because Ty and I really love black people.
I really.
Owen loves black people in the if they're serving his food or
That's
cutting his lawn.
Man,
away.
You're doing
oh,
it
damn.
Again. He's making me out to be this giant racist, which I'm not.
But he is.
Guys, I'm not.
Good for
you
comic
that
relief.
Last part off.
Purposes, too.
Cut that last part off. Bender, do you have anything on your mind apart from racist frogs?
And how racist
your
friend
Owen is. I don't know
if
I can top that. My day-to-day is very boring compared to any of these awesome TV show concept. I play video games.
See, and what you guys are thinking
man.
TV. I'm turning it into a fucking stage show. I'm turning it into a musical. Owen the Racist Shithead.
Dude.
The musical.
Owen the Racist Shithead. The musical.
Why
I'd watch it.
Do you
want to
be Trey or Matt? Who do you want to be?
Oh, man.
Because I feel a lot of different associations with both Trey and Matt.
Yeah, no,
know.
We could go either way.
Guys, before we end this lovely phone call, and also I feel
probably
like
the show, and maybe our lives at this point.
I promised to Duncan
I
would read this little article about some Satanists who have just proposed a new statue.
A new satchel.
A new satchel.
Of virgin blood.
Basically, yeah, everybody needs a new satchel.
Hipster satchel.
Hits, yeah, in Oklahoma, if they're in the capital. No,
which is just so funny to me, Satanists in Oklahoma at all. But anyway, go ahead.
Satanists proposed new statue for Oklahoma capital. All right. Basically, a New York based.
I just want it to be
a
like,
New York based satanic church has applied to put up a statue of a Baphometic.
Baphomet.
I can't read that shit.
Baphometic.
Yeah, idol. In the,
yeah.
In the Oklahoma State next.
That is all
awesome. State capital next to an already erected Ten Commandments monument. The monument has been designed to reflect the views of Satanists in Oklahoma City and beyond.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's an impressive 7-foot statue. That would
of the goat head with the titties and the fucking thing. I know what it is.
They want to put it next to the Ten Commandments statue. They should. In there. And it's basically the Satanists, yes, rebelling against the ACLU and like all sorts of fucked up shit. Like,
I love it.
I don't stand behind any of the Christian, you know.
I have no footing with that.
I still don't think that's.
It's the fact that the Ten Commandments is in the Capitol building.
Yeah.
It's a separation of church and state.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing.
Fuck that.
They proposed it, and you do have to take a look at the sketch, but it can be described as like the goat Satan, you know, fucking. And he's got a big ass, like, pentagram.
Yeah, he does.
And he's sitting in a chair, and there are two children. Like, his arms are open. But basically, they have two real children that are up, like looking at it, and you can sit in the lap of Satan.
Yes,
and he's holding the one. He's holding one arm out.
Yes,
and he's fucking hanging off the
this
one
is,
knee.
Yes.
Just take a look at the sketch of it. Just
pretty brilliant.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna want this tattooed on you before like tomorrow. Yeah, but look at how awesome
I feel like
this
he's
is.
Already somehow getting it tattooed onto him right now.
So
I don't know how that's
you
possible.
Just turn your laptop so I can see.
No,
it.
But I can't
because
of the cords and the
dude,
reach of the cords. And
now
off.
That,
don't you think
I will give money to that?
Yes,
I'll give money to that. And yes, absolutely. I feel that anywhere there is a Ten Commandments statue, if it is a government building or if it's a Capitol building, fuck that.
And he's
you
also
put Satan right there next to him. Oh yeah, he's got the.
He's doing that. What is that? The two fingers up.
It's the left hand path.
That's if, the left hand.
The left hand path is the path of Satan, like the right hand of God. Like you follow the right hand path, you follow. The
oh,
right.
And it is. It's his right hand too, isn't it? He's raised. It's his right hand. He's doing it with. Does that make? Yeah. It's his right hand.
Yeah.
Does
it's
that make
the way
it
the,
more significant?
Probably not.
I don't know what that is.
It's actually less significant.
Yeah. If anything, but if anything, it's still the fact that it's a giant fucking goat, Satan. With children, and that is awesome.
I've never seen that, though. I've never seen that sign. It's like,
dude, you've never seen the Baphomet?
That's
on every Baphomet. Hold on.
With the index finger
and
the middle finger.
Well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't know that? Of course.
Dude, duh.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying, Bender. Jesus, glad you're with me here.
Jesus. I'm trying to describe this to our listeners. They have no fucking clue. They're,
doesn't matter.
Of course not.
It's Satan.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
I don't know. Look that.
All your listeners are atheists. They don't appreciate you preaching to them with all your
with all my
religion
Satan.
And Satanism.
I know. That's fine. I know. It sucks.
They say keep religion out of the Oh No Radio show.
Keep religion out of the Oh No Radio show. I mean, we do okay. The only religion that's acceptable is Satan.
Yeah.
And Swayze.
Satan and Swayze.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need?
Well, there's the dude.
Swayze. Steve.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God damn. Got to go back to work tomorrow. It's fucking. This cold is killing me, guys. I think we need to end the show soon. I think we need to end the show.
No.
Why?
No, not that.
Duncan's got to go back to his cribbage game. Owen's got to take a nap. Ty's going to do whatever he does. That
Ty is doing something right now.
You know what he's trying to do, don't you?
I don't know what he's trying to do.
He's trying to get the keyboard. He's trying to get the keyboard power. I'm trying to not let him. Now he's sissy slapping me.
Trying to ruin the show.
Yep. He's about to ruin the show. Aw,
come on.
Wah, wah.
Duncan. That means that you've got to find me a better song that Ty's about to play.
I've got to find you a better song than Ty's about to play. Baffler.
All right, you've already got it.
I gotcha. We're going to keep it with the theme of things.
You would.
I mean, I am.
No one can hear it, Ty. If you're going to really play a song, you got to play a good song.
See what happens? This is why I can't leave, Owen.
He hasn't done this in a while, man. It's...
I feel like I'm at the funeral for a tone-deaf musician. Wow.
Can you stop, Ty?
When do you start really... touring? You're awesome.
This is what
happened. The drum part's cool, but then everything else is just terrible. That almost had potential, but you should just stop.
It's so about to be genius. I knew where it was going.
Ladies and gentlemen,
your minds would have been blown.
Jack Bender. People of the internet,
rest
of the world, bags of the universe. It has been a pleasure. Duncan.
Owen. Good to be home, my friend.
Good to have you back, my friend. Ty.
Fucker.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
What the hell?
Are you all thrown off your game because I'm bad?
I think he was.
Jesus Christ. He had to step it up to the plate for 3 months, and now
he
it's
just
like,
let it down.
No.
He just let
I
it
I don't
down.
Really care that much. Really.
Oh, see, here we go. Back to, I don't really give a fuck, Ty.
Exactly.
Fucking douchebag. Jesus
I love
Christ.
You. I'm glad you're here.
Yes,
you
tall
of bitch.
Drink a cocksucker.
Even though you took my beautiful butt seat.
Yeah, it's mine. I've been
seat.
Farting in it all night.
God damn it. For
my,
all of
it
us.
Wasn't stinky when I was there.
Eat a bag of
Eat
dicks.
Eat a big bag of dicks.
Big old fucking bag of them.